They're biting. They just said their drilling set into your skin and pumped the blood out. Well, anyway, forget them. It's not that many. It's kind of cold this morning. And the wind is from the east, sort of make it the cold weather. Okay, we have listened to the side. They have the state recording saying, starting with a very small subject and expanding into many other stuff. At the end, we talks about a traditional rule for the good health of the people. That was prearranged marriage. That was the thing. But in order to have a prearranged marriage, one has to acquire and understand information of families who they contact. As I said before, they have to study the family. What sort of a condition they are? Are they in good health? Are they in a good spirit? Are they good mental capacity? And all that stuff. That's what they looked at for the family, if they have a daughter which they have raised the best they can. And those who have raised the boy the best and the best they think. Every family think their son's the best. Every daughter they think it's the most beautiful. So they give the best they can. So they want the best for them. So is everybody thinks that way. All the culture people do that. All the nationalities do that. That love for the children is so strong. And they want the best for their children. And so was in the past. So this was a cultural tradition. The culture began its tradition long, long time ago. What I am talking about is the prearranged marriage for the continual existence of the tribe. And that was the reason. Where did they get the idea? How did they know this thing? One thing that we can know for sure is that they have always lived by the animals as their food, the birds, the fish. Sometimes when they kill the animal, they find this animal is sick. And the sick animal they don't eat. And they see the kind of disease they have. Sometimes whether it was the wound from being too harsh in a condition. Sometimes they know the weather that has not been suitable for a period in time. And such animals will get sick. For example, the beavers. When the beavers get too many, they begin to get sick. They begin to kill themselves. And many other things affected. Because the beavers too many, they block the rivers, they block the fish, and the flow of fish migration is stopped. And then if the fish manage to jump over the dams, they go up the river, and they can get back down sometimes during the winter. And they stay there and they begin to die with the stale water of the beaver dams. And all this, there's so much to tell. And from this observation and their culture, they established their own safety rules. And these rules became more like a very powerful policies. Even though they didn't stay in the community, even though they didn't have any large society, even though they didn't establish the laws and they didn't have any law enforcement, even though they did not establish the health centers and hospitals and medical treatments, each family knew how to deal with this in their own family. And each had to learn as much of the safety and the good health for their family. And this is important. And that's also important to know about prearranged marriage. They have to know the names of the families they're interested, that they hope maybe their daughters and sons should marry, so that their health will be good. Their health, they will produce children with a good health. To avoid this, what they call intermarriage cause illness.